been talking about Bozo's Big Top, Dick right. Richards. They're pulling the curtain down on the show.
Yep, yeah. Tent's coming down.
After 33 years on local television.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's a long run.
Yeah, it is.
Has anybody gone any farther than that, further?
I can't think of any other local show that's other than, like, the news.
Boy, a couple calls if you want to talk about this for a second. Hi, Lisa. Zeeland.
Hi.
Hello.
I was on Bozo about 4 times.
Really?
Loved it. One time during the commercials, he would have all the kids scream.
Yeah.
And whoever had the loudest scream got a giant slowpoke sucker.
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
And I won that one time. And another time I got to go on there with my dance class, and we danced. And that was just, I thought I was the coolest thing.
How old were you?
When I went on there and danced, I think I was in 5th grade, so I was about 10.
Yeah.
And I got to play Bucket Bonanza one time.
Did
and
you win?
I don't really remember. That was a long time ago.
That but, game's a lot harder than it looks.
It is.
It is.
But I remember he called me Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa.
And he was just the nicest guy. I mean, I loved it. Those are great memories. And I'm really sad that it's going to go off the air. He's just wonderful.
He's a local legend.
Yep.
He really is.
He truly is.
Yeah, it was great.
And don't forget all the time and the effort Dick put into muscular dystrophy.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Years of that stuff.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah, he's a great guy. That's wonderful memories from my childhood.
Well, he's going to still be around, just the TV show's not going to be on.
Yeah.
All right, Mona Lisa.
Bye.
Hey, Ken and GR.
Yeah.
What's up?
Not much. How's it going? My son was on the last show taping yesterday.
Oh, really? Just
yesterday?
Yeah, and they still give a loaf of bread.
What kind of bread is that?
I think it was Lumberjack this time.
Lumberjack?
Yeah, they used to give the old Wonder Bread.
Wonder
yeah.
Bread,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for calling, Ken. Let's say hi to Tom, who's on a car phone. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Where are you?
Wow, I'm in downtown Grand Rapids. I got an interesting Bozo story that goes back to 1968. At that time, Dick Richards, of course, was Mr. Ringmaster, and Bill Merchant was Bozo.
Right.
Bill was a DJ, I believe, on the old GRD AM.
Yeah, Bill did the morning show.
Right. The best part of the show, in my mind, was a guy by the name of John McNink, who played all the other characters, Grandma
Nellie.
Plank, the Tin Can Man, Wonder Mother, and the detective, Grant Haven. Mac was a lot of fun, but the best show was I come home from high school and flip it on, waiting for Leave It to Beaver reruns, and there's a show full of 18-year-old East Grand Rapids students who had gone on for one of their birthday parties. They had sent in a request for 20 tickets for young Stephen Petzka's birthday party, and these 16-year-old kids showed up. Steve is now a state representative from the west side of Grand Rapids, so there's all these kids on there smoking cigarettes and wearing a Bozo the Clown. It was kind of disruptive, but it was a lot of fun.
I'm surprised Bozo didn't just snap and just punch some
kid
once
in a
while.
Oh, I'm sure there were probably days he would have liked
like,
to.
Oh,
give him the bum's rush.
Exactly.
Right, right.
Some disorderly kid.
Yeah.
I mean, even on your best days, you can have people that really grate on you.
Sure.
But you guys should try to get a hold of Mac Dink. He was a great character on that show.
I remember Grandma Nellie.
Yeah.
Used to come out on her roller skates and had the propeller on her nose.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I had forgotten about that.
Hey,
wow.
Tom, thanks for calling, man. Jeez. Think about going down memory lane.
I know, man. And feeling really old about it.
I watched the 50th anniversary of Wood TV.
Right.
Man, talk about going down memory lane.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Miss Jean was on there.
Mm-hmm. Romper Room.
Buck Matthews was on
He's
there.
He's still around.
Still around?
Mm-hmm.
But interesting stuff. Buck Berry.
Yep. He's not around, unfortunately.
There was a rare piece of film on him. He was out at some game show in Hollywood, and they gave... Remember his horse died? It was in a barn fire or
something.
Out
in Lowell or somewhere just outside of Grand Rapids. Yeah.
They gave him a new horse on TV.
I remember hearing that story.
And he was crying. He couldn't even talk.
Hmm.
It was in old black and white film, too. It's
well,
really
back
cool.
Then they didn't have color.
Well, I thought they could maybe colorize it. Too. For God's sakes, it's almost the year 2000, all right? He's going, chop, chop, wake up over there!